From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group was behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo in Syria. The city's food supply has been depleted, and UN warns that people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed into the city soon. UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming.
I hope this can happen in the next few days. It needs to happen in the next few days because the last UN food has been distributed. There is no food left from the World Food Program and the UN in East Aleppo.
Jan Egeland. The U.S. Central Command says an American soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were wounded and three militants were killed in the attack. Egypt's military spokesman said that the militants blew up an armored vehicle at the checkpoint near El Arish. No group is claiming responsibility. Police in southern France are looking for a man who killed a woman at a retirement home for missionaries in Montferrier-sur-Lay. News reports say about 60 residents have been taken into safety by police. There is no indication that the attack was an act of terrorism. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Mr. Poroshenko spoke at a joint news conference in Brussels with European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump has expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation that the two had last week.
I am absolutely certain that the United States will continue to be committed to NATO and to our collective defense and to U.S. security guarantees to Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. Presidential frontrunner François Fillon told French voters Thursday that he is the candidate that can deliver radical change. He charged that his opponent in the second-round primary election Sunday, Alain Juppé, does not really want to change things. The winner Sunday is expected to defeat far-right leader Marine Le Pen next May. A couple of natural disasters hit Central America Thursday. Hurricane Otto came ashore in Nicaragua, battering the coast of that country and Costa Rica. Not far away, a 7.0 earthquake struck El Salvador's Pacific coast. In Israel, a wildfire moved through Haifa Thursday. Tens of thousands of people were evacuated from their homes. Sarah Miller is with the Times of Israel.
In Haifa, which is the capital of the north and Israel's third largest city, between 60,000 and 70,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. 13 different neighborhoods have been evacuated. Buildings are on fire. There's no power in a big chunk of the city. There was gridlock and panic and smoke and firefighters. It's been a bit of a hectic day.
Sarah Miller, Israeli leaders are raising the possibility that Arab assailants had intentionally set the blaze. Americans celebrated the annual Thanksgiving holiday Thursday with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. Some Americans ended the day by getting an early head start on the frantic shopping experience known as Black Friday. Many hit the stores in what retailers hope will be a new tradition: people getting their Christmas shopping started on Thanksgiving Day rather than waiting for the day after. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.